Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Music is always uplifting, you know what I mean? Music is always a way for people to connect, and that was much needed in that time.
Jean-Paul Coffey and his wife, Yakinia Janaku, run a music-based preschool out of their home on the 4500 block of South Lake Park Avenue. That's in the North Kenwood neighborhood. When the pandemic hit, the school had to close its doors, but the music was just beginning.
First day was March 22nd. We started.
Free concerts on their front porch every day, the neighbors wearing masks and dancing, and everyone shouting out.
Calling out people's name for us was an indication that you matter. You matter to your neighbors, and we need you, and you're important. And it has really ignited, like the kids can't wait to get their shout out.
Charles Johnson lives across the street. He helped donate equipment to keep the music alive.
All ages, it becomes a melting pot. We have all generations and ethnicities. They all come to the block, and it's just a peaceful time. I wish that this could happen on every block.
But now, as many Chicagoans return to work, the free concerts are coming to an end, but the music will never stop.
Healing the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
One house
music,
at a time.
Yeah, one house at a time.
Terry Keschner, News Radio on 105.9 FM.